理课堂听 class.com。
Hi everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom Online. I'm Vicki. Today we continue with Summer's Must-See Movies.
Hi everyone, I'm Steve. Remember yesterday we looked at two movies that promise a lot of adventure and a lot of good special effects. Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest, and the movie Cars, which is being produced by Pixar.
And today we want to take a look at two more that we know you will enjoy. Join us on page 21 in the left-hand column for Superman Returns.
Summer's must-see movies. Superman Returns. This new film hopes to revive interest in the comic book character Superman. The Man of Steel returns to Earth after a 6-year absence. He discovers that the woman he loves, Lois Lane, has a baby. He also finds that the forces of evil have grown more powerful than ever. Can Superman save the world? Legendary actor Marlon Brando, who died in 2004, plays the role of Jor-El, Superman's father. The role was put together using archival footage and digital special effects.
Well, who isn't familiar with Superman? It says Superman Returns. That's the name of this movie. I think Superman has returned many times over, hasn't he?
He has. I know back in the 70s and in the 80s, there were some Superman movies that came out. Very, very popular. And since that time, we haven't heard much from Superman. But now he's back, and he has returned to Earth.
And it says this new film hopes to revive interest in the comic book character Superman. We know that Superman started out as a comic book character before the movies were ever made.
Right. In fact, I think, I don't know, maybe 70 years mm-hmm. old or he's 80 years old. He first came out in comic books. And now these people want to revive interest. They want to bring it back or bring back the interest in Superman.
Right. Sometimes when we talk about reviving something, we talk about making it alive again. Or in this case, it's to create that interest, to make that interest come alive again.
Well, line 5, they call Superman the Man of Steel because nothing can harm him. The Man of Steel returns to Earth after a 6-year absence. So again, he's been gone from Earth for 6 years, now he has returned, and there's the name of the movie, Superman Returns.
Okay. Man of Steel, as you said, we use that because steel, we think, is very hard, something that cannot be damaged or destroyed very easily, and he is a powerful superhero, and so Man of Steel seems very fitting for Superman.
That's right. Well, it's surprising. He doesn't come from Earth, but he likes to live on Earth. He discovers that the woman he loves, Lois Lane, has a baby. So the last time he was on Earth, over 6 years ago, he was in love with this woman. Now he has found out that she has a baby.
Well, we know in all the Superman movies, Lois Lane was his love interest. He really cared about her, but it seems like there was always a game going on. It seemed like they never really got together.
You know, Vicki, I think that's true in a lot of superheroes because they have two identities. They have their real identity and then their superhero identity, and they're not sure if their girlfriend or their love interest would really accept them with these two personalities.
Okay, well, we find out that as Superman returns, he finds out not only that Lois Lane has a baby, but he also finds that the forces of evil have grown more powerful than ever. Now, the forces of evil, we know that in the past or the other Superman movies, there has always been this force or this power of evil.
Okay, Superman was always battling against people who wanted to do evil, and that was really his full-time job when he was on earth. He was battling against these people. Well, after he left, who would battle the forces of evil? The forces of evil could do whatever they wanted. So when Superman came back, he had a lot of work to catch up on.
So we have the question here, Superman save the world? Can Superman save the world? Is he going to be able to do that? We know that he is sent into the world by his father to help the people who live on planet Earth.
Well, the next paragraph starts by saying legendary actor Marlon Brando, who died in 2004, plays the role of Jor-El, Superman's father. So this is the person who sent Superman to Earth originally. Marlon Brando was a legendary actor. He's very, very famous, very popular, extremely well known by people, especially in America, as a great actor.
That's right, a very great actor. Again, this word legendary simply means very, very famous. Something made, something you would expect from legends, right? Let's review that right now in today's word skit.
You know, I think my dad is really great.
Yeah, most kids think their dads are great.
Hey, have you ever heard of Robbie Jones?
Robbie Jones? Of course I've heard of Robbie Jones. He's the greatest baseball player in the world.
Yeah, he's legendary, huh?
Yeah, he's great. I love to watch Robbie Jones.
Yeah, he's really, really good.
So, do you think I can meet your dad?
Well, sure. Okay.
Yeah, I just can't believe it.
Believe what?
That Robbie Jones is your dad.
Robbie Jones is not my dad.
But you said your dad was great.
Well, my dad is great, but he's not legendary.
Oh.
Robbie Jones is my dad. Where'd you ever get a silly idea like that?
So we do learn here that legendary actor Marlon Brando plays this part, but how could he if he passed away in 2004?
That's a good question, Vicki. I think the producers of this movie did something very clever. The role was put together using archival footage and digital special effects. So some of the footage that had been recorded back in the 70s and maybe the 80s is being used today for the film.
When we talk about footage, we're talking about a part of a clip from a movie or a film that has been put aside for something. So in this case, they use parts of these movies or his past movies to edit it together and put it into this film.
Okay, and the word archival means stuff, material, in this case film, that has been set aside for historical purposes. So they're using this and they're bringing it back to life so we can see Marlon Brando in another movie. Well, we have another movie trailer for you for Superman Returns. Then we'll go visit the chat room and then we'll take a break. Stay with us.
Even though you've been raised as a human being, you are not one of them. They can be a great people, Kal-El. They wish to be. They only lack the light to show the way. For this reason, above all, their capacity for good. I have sent them you, my only son.
Welcome to the chat room. Today's lesson mentions the must-see summer movie, Superman Returns.
Hey, Rachel, I don't understand something in the lesson. It says here, Marlon Brando, who died in 2004, plays the role of Jor-El, Superman's father. I don't get it. If Brando died in 2004, why does the sentence use the simple present tense, plays?
Good question. We use the simple present tense in several situations. One is when things happen regularly, like your daily routine. For example, we would say, John goes to work every day, not John is going to work every day.
Okay, that's easy to understand. What's another situation?
Well, we also use the simple present tense to describe things that don't often change. For example, when we express our opinion, we should use the simple present. And when we state facts, we should also use the simple present.
I know, because a fact was true before, is true now, and will be true in the future.
That's right. So going back to your original question, Brando plays the role of Jor-El, shows that in the movie, the role is always played by Brando and never by anyone else.
But can't we also say Brando played the role of Jor-El using the past tense?
Well, yes, you can. But if you use the past tense, the emphasis is on the past. You may be talking about the time when the movie first came out, or the time when Brando was playing the part when the movie was being shot.
Got it. 我们可以来复习一下 the simple present tense, 现在简单式。现在简单式可以有可能用在几种不同的情况，一个是表示现在的事实或者状态，还有呢就是表示现在的习惯以及反复的动作。再来呢是表示事实、格言和不变的真理。在这个电影当中 ,Jor-El 这个角色是由马龙白兰度所演的，这是一个不变的真理，你随时去看这部电影 Jor-El 一定是马龙白兰度所扮演的，所以用现在简单式。那如果要改成用过去式 played 呢也可以，但是用过去式的话重点变成是在过去，而不是在这个不变的事实。
It's time for a break. Studio Classroom will be right back.
Which animated film has made the most money worldwide? A. Shrek 2. B. Finding Nemo. C. The Lion King. Which animated film has made the most money worldwide? A. Shrek 2. Shrek 2 is the top animated moneymaker. Next up is Finding Nemo, and after that is The Lion King. What great movies!
Hi everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom Online. It's time for us now to take a look at another movie. This one is called Monster House.
Ooh, sounds a little scary, but actually it's a fun movie. Let's see what it's about. Join us now on line 14 in the left-hand column for the reading.
Summer's must-see movies. Monster House. This animated film uses a performance capture technique. The technique involves filming real actors playing their roles on a special stage. Their images are then combined with computer-created backgrounds. This exciting and humorous film tells the story of three teenagers. They become convinced that the empty house next door is really a living, breathing monster. But no adult will believe them. They must do battle with the house as it seems determined to eat every trick-or-treater on Halloween.
Well, we find out a little bit about Monster House. It's an animated film as well, and it says this animated film uses a performance capture technique. We're going to find out what that means in just a moment.
Okay, let's look at the word monster for 1 second. Monster usually is a person or it can be an animal. In this case, it's a house and these animals and people. If you're a monster, you're usually mean, evil, cruel. You're very, very bad. So I guess there's a spirit maybe in this house that possesses the house that makes it bad or evil.
Sometimes we think of monsters as just being very ugly, right? And many children have dreams or ideas that there are monsters in their closets or under their beds. But this whole house is a monster. So we're going to learn a little bit about it. We know it's an animated film, so it's created with those special effects that are created by computers.
Okay. It uses the performance capture technique. And if you've seen the movie Polar Express, I think it's something mm-hmm. similar to that, that gives that same kind of image on the screen. A technique is a way of doing something. It's as simple as that.
That's right. It's just a way of doing something. And it says the technique involves filming real actors playing their roles on a special stage. So there's a special stage. They play their roles, but then later the images are put in behind them.
Okay. I think that the images that are captured are then digitized, if I understand it correctly. They're digitized and then put into the computer and then combined with the computer-created backgrounds. And it gives a special effect to what you see. Again, something similar to like the movie Polar Express.
Okay, so this is a technique that is being used more and more, and it's exciting to see how it makes the characters seem so realistic. Well, it says this exciting and humorous film tells the story of three teenagers. Actually, when I saw the trailer, it seemed like they really weren't teenagers. They seemed a little younger than that, but still, they were pretty scared, I think.
Okay, they become convinced that the empty house next door is really a living, breathing monster. It does sound a little scary. Now, when you become convinced of something, that means previously you did not believe it. And it would be hard to believe that the house next door is a monster, that it has this spirit in it that is evil and cruel.
Well, we've heard of haunted houses before, and a lot of people say, oh, this house is haunted, but a lot of people would not think that that's possible, that that's not real. Well, in this case, some of the children believe that it's a monster, and others don't, but it says here that some of them think it's a living, breathing monster, that the whole house is alive.
It's very different then from a haunted house. Mm-hmm. Well, they were convinced or they were persuaded after some time that this was actually true. But the no adult, it says, would believe them. So they believed it, but they had a hard time convincing the adults that this was true, that the house was a monster.
And in this movie, it says they must do battle with the house as it seems determined to eat every trick-or-treater on Halloween. So this monster house is very evil. It wants to eat trick-or-treaters.
Okay. We all know Halloween is the holiday that falls on October 31st, and that's a time when children go out dressed up in costumes, and they go from house to house asking for candy. And when they knock on the door, what do they say, Vicki?
Trick or treat.
That's right. And they ask for candy that way. They either get a treat, some candy. If not, they will play a trick on that person.
And some of the tricks that some kids play are like waxing the windows of a house or something like that, or doing something that's maybe not so bad, but a little bit annoying.
Right. A little naughty, you would say. So the trick-or-treaters that go to this monster house, I guess the house will eat them, and these teenagers want to stop that from happening.
So they will have to do battle with this house. Well, fortunately, we have another trailer for you to take a look at. Enjoy this, and then we will review our lesson.
We'll be back tomorrow night. Well, if anything happens, call the police and hide in your closet.
He knows that.
Have fun with the center!
Okay.
Now listen up. I control the TV, the stereo, and the phone. I'm not your mother. I'm not your friend.
Fine.
Every town has a legend.
There's something going on at that house.
Every street has a story.
I'll go ding-dong ditch the house, and you'll see. No ghosts!
Chatter, stop, please!
Chatter, I'm serious.
Every house...
Chatter, come back!
...has a secret. From executive producers Robert Zemeckis and Steven Spielberg.
We have to fight that.
Good luck, DJ. We'll be here if you need anything.
This summer.
Hey! Stop me!
ready. Cross over to the other side of the street. Monster House.
Officer, we have reason to believe that there is a dangerous creature inside that house.
And it grabs things and pulls them in and eats them.
We'll see you later.
Directed by Gil Kenan.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。首先我们看 revive 这个动词， RE 这个字首是指再一次，而 VIV 这个字根是指生存，所以 revive 是指重新恢复。例如 The play revived young people's enthusiasm in performance art， 这出剧恢复年轻人对表演艺术的热爱。或者是 The victory at the game revived his hopes of becoming a professional basketball player，比赛的胜利重新燃起他想要成为职篮选手的希望。继续我们看的是 technique 这个名词，注意 QUE 是发可的音，念成 technique。 technique 是指某种专业的技术或者是手法，例如 The company is developing new techniques for detecting computer viruses， 这家公司正在发展能够侦测到电脑病毒的新技术。或者是 Molly has to work on her technique more to become a professional dancer， Molly 还必须加强自己的技巧才能够成为一位专业的舞者。最后我们看 convince 这个动词， convince 是指说服或者是使对方相信。例如 Hank tried to convince his boss to accept his proposal， Hank 试着说服老板接受他的提案。也可以用被动语态，例如 I'm convinced that she's lying to me， 我很肯定她在说谎。 And one thing I'm convinced is that we have to go to the word bank。
Revive. Watching Schindler's List revived my interest in history. Legendary. Michael Jordan's success in basketball is legendary. Archival footageThis archival footage of 1930s America is really interesting. Technique. This artist uses several different techniques to paint her pictures. Convince. After talking for 2 hours, Jim finally convinced his father to buy him a car. Trick or treater. On Halloween, many trick or treaters come to our door to get candy.
Summer's must-see movies. Superman Returns. This new film hopes to revive interest in the comic book character Superman. The Man of Steel returns to Earth after a 6-year absence. He discovers that the woman he loves, Lois Lane, has a baby. He also finds that the forces of evil have grown more powerful than ever.Can Superman save the world? Legendary actor Marlon Brando, who died in 2004, plays the role of Jor-El, Superman's father. The role was put together using archival footage and digital special effects. Monster House.This animated film uses a performance capture technique. The technique involves filming real actors playing their roles on a special stage. Their images are then combined with computer-created backgrounds. This exciting and humorous film tells the story of three teenagers. They become convinced that the empty house next door is really a living, breathing monster.But no adult will believe them. They must do battle with the house as it seems determined to eat every trick-or-treater on Halloween.
Well, Vicki, out of these four movies, which one excites you the most?
Wow, that's hard to say. I've seen a lot of pirate movies, a lot of Superman movies. I think Cars would be fun, but I would like to see Monster House. The trailer's very interesting, and it's very different from the others.
Yeah, it does look different, but I think all four movies will be interesting. Keep an eye out for them this summer. That's all the time we have. Thanks for joining us. We'll have another lesson for you next time here at Studio Classroom Online. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye, everyone.